Officials here say the expulsion notice was delivered to the team of U.S. experts at the Yongbyon facility on Tuesday. At about the same time, the IAEA inspectors were told they are also being evicted. The action means the Yongbyon reactor complex, where the plutonium for North Korea's presumed small arsenal of nuclear weapons was produced, will be without international monitoring for the first time in nearly 2 years. North Korea announced Tuesday it is leaving the Chinese-sponsored six-party talks on its nuclear program and will restart its plutonium facility at Yongbyon in response to a UN Security Council statement condemning its April 5th launch of a long-range ballistic missile. State Department Acting Spokesman Robert Wood said the U.S. team of several nuclear experts was told to leave the site immediately. He said the expulsion is obviously a matter of concern to the United States and a step backward, and that North Korea has only brought upon itself further isolation.
The international community has offered the North a path to get back in the good graces of the international community, and a step like the one it took yesterday is not helpful. It's not going to lead to a resolution of these outstanding issues. We all have that goal of trying to bring about a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. We want to see that happen. But again, the North took this decision. It's going to have to deal with the consequences that flow from that decision.
North Korea says it was within its rights to conduct the missile launch, which it insists put a satellite into orbit, and that the Security Council statement condemning it was an unbearable insult. U.S. officials say no part of the three-stage rocket reached orbit, and that the launching was a thinly disguised test of a long-range ballistic missile banned under a 2006 U.N. resolution. Under questioning, spokesman Wood said the ensuing North Korean retaliation was not a failure of U.S. diplomacy, but a failure by Pyongyang to live up to its international obligations. A senior official here said the United States is in contact with other participants in the six-party process on how to get North Korea back to the negotiating table. Pyongyang agreed in principle in 2005 to scrap its nuclear program, including weapons, in return for aid and diplomatic benefits. It shut down and partially disabled the Yongbyon reactor, including the televised demolition of its cooling tower in May of last year. Nuclear experts have said it would take several months to get the facility operating again. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.